Speak with power, lead with presence, build your confidence. Meet Central Florida's charisma coach. Welcome to the Mary Gardner Show. Now, here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Mary Gardner of the Mary Gardner Show, and I am so excited that you are here today. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always special to hear from you guys, and you are welcome to always send me an email at mary@marygardner.com. But today, we have an amazing, exciting, special show. But before I begin, I really want to offer a gentle note to parents and families, because some of today's conversation, it touches on childhood trauma and emotional pain. And we want to care. We want to be very careful with how we handle this with care and hope, but it may not be appropriate for younger listeners. But that said, it may be one of the most important conversations we've ever had on this show, because today is about something that every single one of us wants. It's about peace, healing, and real lasting happiness. It's not the fake smiles and not the just the push through, but the performative, not performative success, but it's true joy that you can feel in your body and your soul. And don't you just want to feel it? I mean, this is why it just is so exciting to me to present my guest today. I've known him for so many years, and I've watched him walk through darkness like you could not imagine. Trauma, mental health, health battles, identity struggles, night terrors, a life that from the outside looked wildly successful, but on the inside, he was hurting really deeply. And but there is a huge miracle, and he didn't just survive, he transformed. And today's helping people heal their emotions through gratitude. It's not the fluffy kind, not write three things in a journal and hope for the best. I'm talking about something really grounded in neuroscience, emotional balance, and what I truly believe is God's design for connection. I really believe he's anointed. This is amazing. I have experienced this myself. On hard days, I've practiced what he teaches, something he calls a gratitude exchange. And I always walk away feeling calmer, lighter, and honestly, it sounds so funny, but closer to God. I feel so blissful after I do it. So it's like my heart opens and the world softens and hope comes back. And that's what I want for each of you to be able to understand this, because we don't have to walk around exhausted, numb, disconnected, and we don't have to be moping, you know, around and depressed. We don't just have to cope. We can actually feel joy every single day. And today you're going to learn how. And that's why I'm so excited to welcome my friend, the creator of The Equation of Life and Abundant Happiness, Thane David Martin. Thane, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's an absolute blessing to be here today. Thank you so much.
Well, you and I have known each other a long time. And before we get into, because we've spoken a lot, and I know you have so much science behind what you're doing, but I want to start with your story because it's so powerful. And again, I know the ins and outs, and it's been really hard. But what was, if you could kind of go through, what was your life as a child? What was that like?
Yes, sure. So, you know, personally, I was born into an amazing family with a loving father and a loving mother, a beautiful brother and a beautiful sister. And I had a normal childhood. I was raised as a member of the Mormon faith and had what I would consider to be a normal childhood, except that about age five, I began being groomed. First by a little boy that was in my neighborhood that began kind of just participating in things that were very foreign to me and something that I didn't like, obviously. And there was an event that happened that took place that further cemented my quietness, I guess is what I would say. Mm. And ultimately, there was a gentleman and a woman that moved into my neighborhood. They lived catty corner from me. And they were an older couple. And, you know, I was a little boy. My mom would often have me go rip their leaves and do things to tire us out. And so, you know, I wasn't necessarily afraid of them, but I never really knew them deeply, I guess is what I would say. Mm. And unfortunately for me, life took me down a different path. Mm-hmm. I had sold a bottle of honey to the neighbor, and July 4th, 1976, was a block party. It was a bicentennial celebration in our country. And I actually broke open the pinata. I ran home to hide the candy in my bedroom. And while I was home, I realized that the people had returned across the street. So while my family and everybody else was about five doors north of where I was at, I decided to walk across the street and pick up that money and deliver the bottle of honey that I had sold for the fundraiser. And ultimately, I knocked on the door, and Mrs. Dellenbeck was not home. Mr. Dellenbeck answered the door. He said, "I have the money in the back room. Follow me." Mm. And I did. I had no reason to be afraid. Mm. And when the door shut, my entire life was taken from me. My innocence was stolen.
Yes.
And this began, you know, kind of the beginning. Sadly, it lasted more than 6 years, and it involved multiple people. And it was pure ugly, Mary.
Yes.
The ugliest of the ugly is where I found myself as a child.
And I know, because you and I know the story quite well, and we're being gentle about things. I know that there were threats if you didn't come. And so that's how people are like, well, why didn't you just not show up? Why didn't you go to the police?
Yes.
Why didn't you? Why didn't you? Because you were a little boy and he threatened your family if you didn't. So that's,
correct.
Put that out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I had a younger sister, and that was kind of what they were using as leverage, that if I didn't cooperate and I didn't keep the secret, that she would be next. And I was raised with responsibility, and I didn't want that to happen to her. So I just kind of sucked it up and dealt with it the best that I could.
It's tragic, and it's happening all over the country, and that's why we're doing this show, is to be able to say it's a neighborhood thing. It's not necessarily somebody who's kidnapping. It's in your neighborhood, and sadly,
it's in everything, Mary.
It's everywhere. It's in every church. It's everywhere, and so we want to expose this and let people know how this happens. And now Thane is in his 50s, and so he's grown up, but this has been going on for many, many years, so it's to wake people up. All right, so Thane, I know that you have carried a lot of hidden pain while appearing successful. How did that split feel inside? You really were able to go on and have a very successful life. I want to hear about how you, so I know that you went to college and you met the love of your life, Joy.
Yeah,
who,
Joy.
Can you imagine what her name is? I mean, that's just so amazing.
And then that is exactly who she is, too.
She's
that
an
name
angel.
Exactly who she is.
Joy is like an angel on earth. So you grew up and you got married, and you started having a family, and you now have three kids, and you have a couple of grandkids.
Six grandsons.
Six
grandsons.
Yes. So how did you then, what happened was, personality-wise, all of this trauma, they came back to you at some point. So how did that that split feel inside? You've got one image on the outside, successful man, and then you've got this personality on the inside that's hurting.
That is correct. Let's talk about that. So, you know, when you're abused as a child, when difficult things happen to you as a child, the brain goes into protection mode. And my brain did exactly what it was designed to do. It protected me. And what I mean by that is I developed a peculiar disorder called dissociative identity disorder. It used to be called multiple personality syndrome, and it's extremely common in children that have been abused repeatedly at a young age. It is a coping mechanism, and it is the brain healing and allowing me as a child to show up in the world in a way that I could still protect my secret. So I began splitting as a child, but once the brain starts splitting, it doesn't stop. So most of my life, I split many times, and before I became completely integrated through this process that I now teach, I had 10 different personalities, and that made it extremely difficult because I was married to an amazing woman with a family, but I also identified as a different person, and my orientation was not always consistent across the personality.
Yeah.
So it made it very difficult. I was very successful, but behind the success was, you know, the man behind the curtain, pulling all the strings, but going back to the hotel room and literally hiding in the closet, just trying to survive the, you know, the demons that existed in my mind.
No, we only have a couple of minutes before the break, but tell me how music and the piano became your refuge and connection to God. That was your first real connection to the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, music is my first language. I started playing at 4 years of age, and I was fortunate to be put in a little Yamaha music class. And I had a music teacher that realized I was never going to be a classical pianist, but she knew that I had a gift and I could play by ear. So rather than beating my hands over perfect fingering, she let me experiment with the keys. And from that, I created a coping mechanism. The piano became my best friend. So when the world was dark and I couldn't communicate and tell what was happening with me, I played music, but I played the piano in an emotional way. Mm. And that's why today it's still considered my best friend, second only to my wife's voice.
Oh, I love that. So sweet. I know also, Thame, because you're blessing people so many ways. We're going to talk about your program here in a little bit about how you help people come out of an emotional trauma place and come to a place of happiness and joy. And I know that a lot of people have come to you, to your home, and have experienced actually laying underneath the piano. And it's like this healing modality because of the vibrations and everything. So you have lived out of the box, and you're so amazing. I can't wait to share more about your story. I don't know if there are high performers that are listening right now and you're privately hurting. I hope that you're seeing yourself a little bit in Thane's story, which is very drastic, but we're going to come to a place of where understanding that every single day you can have not only forgiveness, but you can have joy again. And so, Thane, take us out. Just tell us one last message before we go to break. You got
one last message. Yeah, I would tell you the most important word in the world is gratitude, Mary.
Gratitude.
Because it is the spark and fuel for love.
Amen. Amen. We're going to be talking gratitude when we come back. Take a break now and join us again. We're with Thane Martin, and we're talking gratitude and joy and how to make yourself super happy every single day. We'll be right back.
Where voice meets vision. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. Now let's get back into the studio. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. And we are here today with Thane Martin. And we do have some sensitive content that we're dealing with today. So if you've got little ones in the area, you may want to tune in later and listen to the tape version, which is always available on MaryGardner.com. Today, we're talking about Thane and his childhood trauma, which was the worst of the worst, and how he was able to grow up and actually forget a lot of the memories that occurred when he was a young person. And he was caught up in some really unfortunate events. And blessing to both you and Joy, who found each other in college. And I know, Thane, that the event or the time has been really hard. Joy has been with you through night terrors and through many ups and downs. She has stuck with you through thick and thin, through your disassociation and different personalities. You also had a diagnosis and you went through cancer. What has the season been like for you and Joy over the last many years of you going through this transformation, and even now, which is so brilliant and amazing? But tell me how it was back then.
Yeah, I mean, definitely madness, definitely challenging. When you have a peculiar disorder like that, I was also diagnosed being bipolar, severe ADHD, and complex PTSD. So you throw that all into the mix and then bring in a family and a very, very high-profile sales career, and you had a mess. That's the best way to describe my life, was a mess. It was what everybody saw on the outside was perfection, but behind that was that broken man that did not know how to heal. My wife, no doubt, one of my guardian angels. I would not be alive today if it wasn't for that unconditional love that she showed me throughout the process. And one of the things I really love to hang my hat on is the importance of growing through the darkness together. Mm-hmm. That is the thing that, you know, today I can't say that I have a perfect marriage with the T. I say I have a perfect marriage ending on the C, because my marriage today is one of incredible strength, incredible openness, because we burned together. We went through the fire together. Yeah. And not once the joy. And she had many reasons why she could have kicked me to the curb. But she knew deep down that I was a very loving, kind man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, initially, Mary, nobody in my family knew what happened to me. I kept that secret my entire life until I was actually traveling, and I made an attempt on my own life. And that was the first time that my wife found out that something was wrong with me. And there's a beautiful story behind that. The gentleman that saved my life was actually a little boy that I used to sing with in the Phoenix Boys Choir.
Oh.
And we knew each other as children.
Oh, wow.
And definitely a miracle for me. I'm alive because of that young man that grew up to be a responsible adult that saw a text message from me and took action.
Oh, my gosh.
Today.
It's
because
amazing.
Of that, that person.
And you've had so many of these cases in your life where you've been such an angel. It's just amazing to survive cancer, to survive all the things that you did. And God was so gracious to send you a woman, a wife named Joy, who really has been your guardian angel. What a blessing.
Yes.
Now, I know that you had a near-death experience, which has been earth-shattering for you in an amazing way, which was sad because you actually drowned in a pool after you took medication. Can you walk us through what happened and what you felt? I know afterwards or during that time you received a download. So give us how that occurred. And I want to hear that quick story.
Yeah, so I had been given some medication I should never have been given. And unfortunately, I had a reaction to it while I was swimming and I was alone. It was late at night. And the best way to put it was I had a seizure. I went under the water. And I died. And what I would tell you is I woke up underneath the water. I woke up in the water at the bottom of my pool, and I saw the moon up above and the water shimmering from the ripples in the water. And I knew that I had been someplace because I had been there once as a child. I had another experience as a child that was very spiritual for me. So I knew kind of where I had been, but I also found myself at the bottom of the pool, and I had water in my lungs. And as I was laying in the pool, I knew I had to be calm, and I knew that I wanted to live. And I knew that there had to be a way to get out, but I didn't know what that was. And so honestly, I began praying, and I got a little voice that said, "Raise my head." And so I raised my head, and a bubble of oxygen went into my lungs and gave me the strength to kind of float to the surface and then be able to take, you know, a grasp and begin getting the water out of my lungs. And the interesting thing, the miracle of that, is that, you know, the cancer that I had thyroid cancer, I had a golf ball-sized tumor and a large marble-sized tumor, as well as an infected thyroid. So when they removed those tissues and all those tumors from inside my neck, it created a pocket. So when I take in a big inhalation of air, it can sometimes get caught in that pocket. It doesn't all go in my lungs. So the mere fact that I had cancer several years prior is the exact reason why I had oxygen in my lungs underneath that pool. And that's why I'm alive.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
That's the beauty when you can look back and see that the worst things that actually happened to us are actually the best possible outcome.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. That's by divine design for sure.
Amen.
Unbelievable. And then when you were under, you got a download. Tell me about the download. What was that like, and how did gratitude work into that?
Yes. So interesting, Mary, when I came to, I didn't immediately get full use of my body. When I came out of the water, I was different. I knew something had changed in me. And specifically, I was for the first time able to see parts of my mind that I had never seen before. Because my DID system was not co-conscious, meaning that I didn't know of the other personalities. And when I would switch, I wouldn't know that I switched. So coming out of that pool, suddenly I realized that there was all these memories and these parts of me that had never been there before, and it was overwhelming. And my body also did not work. Realized I've been playing the piano since age 4, and I would sit at the piano, and I couldn't play at all. And it was like my best friend had been taken from me, and I definitely sunk into some deep depression. And at the same token, I became fascinated with the cosmos. I became fascinated with the planets and with heaven and with stars and nature. And it sent me on a path of discovery. And as I began unpacking what, you know, was placed in my head, the bank of knowledge that's there, I realized something incredibly amazing. And it goes like this. It's now called the Equation of Life and Abundant Happiness. And it's based on the premise that human emotion is made up of the same molecules and energy that God uses to balance the entire universe. And the universal language is actually math. So what would happen if I took the mathematical expression and applied them to human emotion, and specifically to our lives, and what would that look like? So I began with some basic understanding, and it went like this. We add those things that bring forth goodness and joy. We subtract those things that don't serve us, that bring forth negative energy, and we let them go. So what does God expect us to do? He expects us to balance, with addition and subtraction, and achieve what I call a state of neutral. Because neutral is where abundant happiness lies, because you don't have a filter. I can be anything I want to at any moment. So add and subtract. The next thing in the equation is multiplication. Multiplication is about taking your action and your intention, making your decisions in love. When you make your decisions in love, you're exercising and you're tapping into that higher power, that divinity that we all so graciously get to partake in. And so what happens? It multiplies. It gets bigger. Once it gets bigger, it's now become abundant. Once it's abundant, there's some very important principles around abundance. And that is that we take what our heart says we need, and then a little bit more, and that is considered safety. But anything above and beyond safety is excess. And what we know is the excess is, in the perfect world, which is what I live, you put it back into the system of where it came from. That's division.
Okay,
division,
so this is a very, it really is a complicated formula, but not really once you're doing it because I have done the program, and what Thane is explaining is he has a formula in order to get your brain to balance. And when you say not your grandma's gratitude, because you're using, when you're talking about going into a place where you're feeling this happiness and joy, you're really using gratitude in a new way. Why do you say it's not your grandma's gratitude in this last minute before we go to our break?
Sure, because gratitude is neuroscience, and gratitude, when experienced in unconditional love, is the most powerful thing on the planet. I'm telling you, when you engage gratitude in the way that it was meant to be engaged, just like it's talked about in the scriptures, it can do amazing things in your life. I started a social media experiment, September 20th of 2024. And the question was, what would happen if I got up with that sun every day
and
celebrated being alive? Well, today's day 501, Mary.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Dave.
I've not missed one sunrise.
It's amazing.
501 days.
You've been a blessing to so many. Wait. We're going to take a break. I know this is so exciting, but this isn't positive thinking. This is something much deeper. So we need more time, but we're really going to go right now to a break and be right back with us in just a moment in the Mary Gardner Show. And you're hearing Thane Martin today talk about abundant happiness. We'll be right back.
Your greatest impact is still ahead. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Mary Gardner, and I am talking with my dear friend, Thane Martin. And today we've been talking about a very sensitive topic. And so if you're just rejoining us now, let me recap. Thane has, he lived with incredible trauma in his whole life, and he was captured basically by a neighbor when he was a child, and not great things happened to him for many years. And so he has had multiple different, he's had two after-death experiences where he was given such love. And on this recent one, a few years back, he was given a download, and he has grown through this trauma and this tragedy with his beautiful wife, Joy. And he's come to a place now where he's coaching other people and how to have this abundant happiness through gratitude. And I've actually done the program with Thane, and I found it to be spectacular. Because some of the exercises, which are a little intimidating at first, we'll give a quick example in a minute, which after you do it once, you are hooked. It's like, oh my gosh, you know now how to have a day that is so powerful and so happy and so amazing by having an experience with another person where you actually thank them. Now, it's not your, like we said, not your grandma's gratitude. Everybody thanks everybody. Mm-hmm. That's not what it is. But I want to start first saying with the neuroscience, what actually happens with the brain when we practice experiential gratitude?
Yeah, so the thing with gratitude, there's multiple research studies out there today that I began looking at, because gratitude is neuroscience. Study after study has shown that when we practice gratitude, it actually quiets the amygdala, which is what gets most people in trouble. So it quiets the amygdala immediately when we use gratitude. And then what it also does is it strengthens the focus in the prefrontal cortex, which is where your rational thinking is. So gratitude becomes not just a way of living, it's truly neuroscience, and the way that I teach it, it actually rewrites your brain. And I do it kind of rapid fire, as you know, through experience, because that is the quickest way to change our subconscious mind is through experiential learning, and mm-hmm. that is my expertise.
Yes, and it really, truly is. It's quick, and it is something you go and do. It's a little exercise that you go and do. But tell me, what is the equation of life and abundant happiness? What does that mean?
Well, the equation of life and abundant happiness is the operators that we talked about earlier.
Okay.
It's add, subtract, multiply, and divide.
Oh,
that
gotcha.
Is the equation.
Okay.
However, in the equation, Mary, the equal sign, as you know, is gratitude. It is the balancing agent of goodness in everything. Like, I live in gratitude. I have a phrase I share with people called dare to be second, and it's kind of flipping the script on the hustle culture.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you know that when you live from second place, you're going to be in first place. But you got there in the most beautiful of ways.
Yeah.
So something I want to share mm-hmm. is this, Mary. When put us first, God is actually in second position, and he put us first. So to balance that equation, we do the exact opposite. We put God first, and we put ourselves second.
Seek ye first. Yeah, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things
that's
will be added
right.
unto you. And I think that's what we're
right.
talking about. All of the things that you are telling really has been scriptural. They have, the scriptures do endorse, or they follow up, they support what you're doing. Now,
yeah.
I know that one of the things, we're going back to the experiential, people don't have to go to a workshop to learn this. They can learn it online. We're going to do a little quick example. But
yes.
actually, you have a course that you are, what's the website that you are, where people
yes,
can...
It's itspurelove.com.
Itspurelove.com, and that's Thane Martin's program and coaching program, where he's taking people through a process of actually learning how to do it. You support it because it can be a little bit intimidating to go out.
Yes.
And so you have a gratitude sandwich, or it's a gratitude exchange. How does that work in real life? And because I'm going to tell mine if you know, want to give kind of a brief definition.
Yeah, I mean, a gratitude sandwich is essentially opening a conversation in gratitude. And I mean authentic gratitude, not please and thank you. I mean showing up and mm-hmm. recognizing a human being mm-hmm. for what they're actually providing for mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. and not only in the immediate moment, mm-hmm. but how it ripples into your life, because yeah. that's the truth.
Yeah.
Gratitude ripples into everything.
And one of the things that you've talked about, and it's so true, is that you remember it forever. And I do. And I had one where when I was working with Thane on the program early in the early days, I went to Starbucks, and you really want to do it with a stranger. And I went to Starbucks
exactly.
and I was on a fast that day, and I asked for and received a latte. And the gal gave me the latte, and I went back to her. I said, I just want to thank you for this latte, because I can tell you put a lot of effort in the latte. This is like better than normal. And I want you to know why this has made such a difference for me today, because I'm fasting and this is the only thing I'm going to eat today. And I just want to thank you for that. And then it's giving me strength so I can go back and I can spend some time with my mother and really just rest and have a great time with her. And so I just want you to know that you've impacted my life today. And it was the most amazing. She looked at me and she was like, oh my gosh, I thought I was doing okay. I thought I was doing good. Thank you so much. That means so much to me because I've been really trying hard. I said, you're welcome. I just want you to know. And we both got chills. We both looked at
yes.
each other. It was the most
yes.
amazing experience. Afterwards,
yes.
I think I called you like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. And then having a couple of experiences like that, you're just so happy that you can make someone else happy. And it's genuine. It's real authentic. And so it does. You can tell, like all of a sudden you're feeling so blissful and just genuine. And so, Thane, how does helping someone like that help us heal faster than focusing on ourselves, for instance?
Yeah, because it's actually the neuroscience of gratitude. So what's actually going on there is in this structured protocol, I'm taking you into a space of social risk. Because it's social risk, the brain responds differently and it learns quickly. So in most scenarios, the quickest way to train the brain is to basically trick it and give it something it wasn't expecting. So when you approach a stranger and you enter into gratitude and you start pouring your heart into them, that's not what they're expecting.
Yeah,
and
for
so
sure.
what they end up getting is oxytocin and dopamine, and it enters the blood system, and then you and them both feel that amazing feeling of love that takes it overwhelms you. It's very emotional. I often end up in tears if I do it correctly, and so do they, because it's so emotionally moving.
It is.
Well, that right there sets off an explosion of neuroplasticity in the brain,
mm-hmm.
and it tells the brain that these situations can actually be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And so it literally begins rewriting your neural pathways mm-hmm. in your brain into ones of positivity and abundance. So essentially, we are using the strongest power in the world called love. And when we do it unconditionally, using gratitude as the spark and the fuel, you change your life and you change the life of the person that you're interacting with.
It's
and
so
that
true.
Is what is so magical.
It's so true. And it is a little intimidating at first. That's why taking the program is so supportive, because Thane, you're a phenomenal coach when you're helping people understand how to do it. And so the process is with the program, you're going to do three of these with three different
yeah.
strangers, and all of them are different. I have had great moments. Most of them have been great. And really, to connect with someone, you're standing like close to them. You're not shouting across the room, and
no.
you look them in the eyes and you have a genuine mm-hmm. connection with the person, and
it's
then
beautiful.
you tell them thank you so much for XYZ, whatever you did, and here's why, and here's how it impacted me. And
yes.
Thane, how quickly can someone feel a shift for their dopamine, and how long does that last?
Well, so if you land the cocktail appropriately, you'll feel that shift immediately, and that spring in your step will be with you for hours. The key is to repeat the protocol multiple times for a period of days. And within just a number of days, you literally have a brand new neural network based upon positivity. And you'll notice the shift almost instantly within the first 5 days of learning the protocol.
It is so true. And it's life changing because a friend of mine, Robin, did the program. I met her recently, or it was a couple of months ago. And I walked into a place where I regularly go to get my nails done and started talking to her. And she said, well, her life was horrible. And her boyfriend left, and she couldn't really find work. She couldn't support herself. She was looking. I said, oh my gosh, you need to talk to Thane. And so she started working with you. She called you immediately, and she started working with you. And you should see her now. She's so beautiful. It didn't take long at all. It came at the right time where she just couldn't get that footing herself into a place of positivity. And so having support by somebody who knows, who's gone through it, who's gone through hard times, and you've helped so many people adjust their life, become balanced in a way that perhaps they hadn't ever thought they could before. And so I know that the world is looking for something like this to help them move beyond the lack of hope, the listlessness, the constant scrolling, not having purpose in life. What happens to your life when you actually can feel happiness is that you have joy in your life, and you can go out and you can be a powerhouse, and you can help others. And so I just I'm so excited that I'm talking today with Thane Martin and his abundance equation. And we're going to be back in just a minute. And so enjoy a word from our sponsors. This is Mary Gardner of The Mary Gardner Show. We'll be right back.
Reach out to Mary Gardner at marygardner.com. Open doors, build a legacy. Welcome back to The Mary Gardner Show. Now let's get back into the studio. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Mary Gardner. I am so happy that you're here. We're having a powerful conversation with my former client, Thane Martin, who is out in Arizona, and he's working with people all over the globe right now to bring positivity, purpose, and an amazing new life, because he's teaching people how to use gratitude and how to use it so they can become happy within minutes. And it changes your neuroscience, which he's been talking about. So Thane, thank you for being here. And I want to hear about, if someone is listening who is feeling stuck or depressed or burned out, where should they start today? What would be the first step?
The first step is to learn about awareness. That's literally the first thing I teach people, because most of us struggle. We operate in our default mode network, and we're actually not present on task. So the first place I teach people, if you want to change your brain, you've got to become aware of the present moment. So I use a bracelet that I teach from. You have one, Mary. It's an amazing tool that you can use to quickly determine how you're spending your focus. So I'll give you a tip. This is a great one for listeners. The next time you're doing a task, I want you to pick something like folding the clothes. And while you're folding the clothes, the only thing you should be focusing on is folding the clothes. And notice how often your mind leaves that task of folding the clothes and begins thinking about either things in your past or things in your future. So you see, it's a bad habit that most people develop, and you can quickly start to take control of your life by literally learning how to live in the present moment, because depression comes from rumination about the past. Anxiety comes from rumination about the future. So if you can learn to live in the present moment and be aware, you're already going to be thousands of steps ahead of the rest of the world.
Yeah.
That would be the first place I would recommend.
We start
with awareness, then we move into balanced thought and emotional intelligence.
Well, that's a part of the program for sure. And when somebody is practicing being aware in the moment, would you think, because I know for myself, I will go into gratitude when I'm doing something, even if I'm sitting there focusing on the laundry, of course, my brain is going to go. But it's better to, instead of going into a place of worry, like, oh my gosh, I have so much to do, I'm overwhelmed, into more gratitude, which then, because, and that's why praise and worship is so great. I never understood
it. What am I thankful for?
I know. Yes. I never really understood it before, because it's not just that you're you are praising God for sure, but it's also uplifting your heart. And it really is what the Bible talks about, how we're supposed to focus in on whatever is lovely, whatever is beautiful, whatever is good things. Think on these things. And so how do you suggest that somebody practice this? Should they do it intentionally every day?
Absolutely. Like, I live in gratitude. Every conversation I have with people, I begin in gratitude. It is a wonderful tool to immediately quiet the amygdala and resurrect the prefrontal cortex. I mean, literally, if you have somebody that's yelling at you and it's negative energy, the quickest way to diffuse that situation is to lean into gratitude. Think about that. As soon as you pour on the gratitude and you thank that person for sharing their thoughts, you're showing them respect with gratitude. That's the beauty about gratitude, is it creates instant respect. And right now, that's what we need in the world.
Oh my
gosh.
We
need more respect, and we can get there with gratitude.
Yeah.
Because it quiets the amygdala. It works every time.
Wow.
Try and have an argument with two people if one of them is exercising gratitude. It doesn't work. The argument ain't going to move forward.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm assuming that this can work in other places besides just in your own personality, your own brain. Can it work in marriages, families, or even workplaces if they take the program and understand?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If you go to my website, itsyourlove.com, there is both a personal transformation course, and then I also teach this inside of businesses. Imagine what would happen inside a business if everybody was operating the same song page and we were operating in unconditional love in our company. Can you imagine the teamwork and the growth that would come from that?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And some of the younger folks, you know, going through COVID and they were in a place of where they should have been maturing socially, didn't. And so this is such a good exercise to bring to the masses for sure and teach to companies. I definitely agree with that. What do you say to people who think happiness just isn't possible for them?
I would say, I tell myself, I used to believe that myself, but I gotta say, I live abundantly happy every day. Doesn't mean bad things don't happen to me, but I've learned how to balance my emotional energy in the moment immediately, and nobody ever takes my happiness. Nobody. It's a choice. You can either give your happiness away or you can keep it.
Yeah.
I choose to keep it, and I create it, and I keep it moving forward because gratitude is the fuel. It literally is the most important word. It's gratitude.
It's amazing. And I know that for myself, there are days where I just have a lot of tasks that I have to be able to perform. And so being able to have a stake in the ground of praising God, thanking God for all the blessings and thanking him for my family and my job and the people I get to talk to. And then it goes into, please bring the right people. So it really does put you in a joyful place, even if you're not having the gratitude sandwich experiential joy at that moment. But it reminds you how to do it. And then it takes you pretty much out of a negative place instantaneously. And so that is one of the things. So it's purelove.com is about reclaiming your life, not someday, but today. And before we wrap up, Thane, we are going to do some, we have a section that's called You Rock.
You rock, you rock, you rock, you rock, you rock.
Love it.
I love the You Rock section. And the You Rock section is dedicated to my brother who passed several years ago. And Terry always told me, Mary, you rock. Be happy. You rock. Do what you're supposed to do. Do your purpose in the world. And he was the biggest encourager in my life. And every week I pick somebody that I want to say that you rock. And today, Thane, you are my person who rocks. And you rock.
Thank you so much. That makes me so happy, Mary. Thank you.
Well, you rock for your courage. You rock for telling the truth about pain that most people hide. You rock for trusting me and trusting this audience with your story. And you rock for turning your wounds into wisdom that helps other people heal. You didn't just survive trauma. You built a bridge for others to walk across. And you are extraordinary. And you're bringing a light to the world. So God bless you and thank you. But who is the person that rocks in your world?
that rock would be Joy Martin.
Oh.
And I get emotional saying that because that woman is incredibly important to me. And I'm so thankful that I chose her to be my life partner and my wife forever. And I am abundantly happy because she has always been my rock.
She has. That's amazing. And I do. Yeah. I find it so amazing. I think all of us have some supernatural moments in our life where we see, and I just look at Joy having the name Joy, and she's been there with you. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I just, I just thank you for sharing that. I just want to share with everybody that here's what I want you to take away, that happiness isn't reserved for lucky people. And joy is not personality based. It's, and he healing isn't just for other people. You can feel better today and not next year, not after everything is perfect, not after you lose 10 pounds or get the new job or make the money. And you can actually have happiness and joy today. So if you open your heart and offer gratitude and you encourage someone, compliment a stranger, maybe help somebody carry something or tell someone that they matter, maybe somebody you've had a disagreement with, and think of how you can support them and help them. It will be healing yourself as much as healing them. And so when we do this together, something beautiful happens. We actually can feel God's presence. We feel connection. Yes. And we remember that we're not alone. And that is abundant happiness. Thane, what's the one message that you want everybody to hear on the way out the door today?
Lean into gratitude, live it, and your entire life will become abundant.
Amen. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us on The Mary Gardner Show today. You can find us every single week at theanswerorlando.com on 94.9 FM Orlando and 950 AM. And if you'd like to hear any of our former shows, please go to marygardner.com. And also send me an email, mary@marygardner.com, if you're struggling with something or if you have an idea for one of our shows. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, we're always looking for sponsors who have the ability to, they're looking for people that want to have positivity in their life, and they're not going to settle for less. So we appreciate you being with us today and joining us at The Mary Gardner Show. Thank you so much, Thane. Appreciate your time today, and God bless everybody, and go and be abundantly happy. Thank you so much.